This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So I wanted to talk a little bit about former President Trump's attendance at the conference yesterday of the Association of Black Journalists, the National Association of Black Journalists, NABJ. I don't really know how to characterize it. I mean, I guess on the one hand, you're going into a territory where you're not being looked upon favorably. You knew that going in. Folks were very upset about the invite. Black journalists were very angry that they would give Trump a format, a platform. I don't really understand that mindset. Others within the group said that it wasn't a big deal. They invite presidential candidates every year. I guess some folks felt their ideology needed to match up with theirs in order for them to feel comfortable, because Caron Phillips, a 2019 and 2020 NABJ award winner, described the convention as the only safe haven for black journalists. Now, that seems a little bit of a stretch to me. So there's no other safe place for a black journalist other than at the National Association of Black Journalists. What are they being made safe from? I mean, it's kind of interesting to me. Are they saying that all of the other races that they work with are a problem for them in their workforce, in their workplace? That's what it sounds to me. If I worked with this individual, I would have to wonder, what do you mean, the only safe place? Are you saying that at ABC or whatever other station that you're working at, that those are not safe places to work at? And she goes on to say that this is the single dumbest and worst decision in NABJ history. The only reason I point that out is that obviously you can see what the caustic nature of this is. Donald Trump should be more prepared. He should be able to read the audience. He had to have known that he was walking into a hostile territory. If he didn't, then we got bigger problems, right? And he went in, and they immediately started asking him questions, and he was totally unprepared. And it just absolutely made no sense to me. It was one of the most painful interviews that I've had to watch in a long, long time. And in my estimation, he blew it. He was not prepared. You know, it's funny, there's a lot of talk in Republican circles about Kamala Harris not, or Kamala Harris about not preparing. She doesn't like to prepare. Well, if you watch this yesterday, you can't leave with the notion that Donald Trump was prepared for this interview. He had to know that there were going to be some antagonistic questions that were going to be asked of him and of him about his VP nominee. And he should have been prepared to answer the questions. So when asked in the question, do you believe that Vice President Kamala Harris is only on the ticket because or she was a DEI hire or she or because she is a black woman, he starts talking about recalling that she claimed she was Indian. Well, she is. She comes from two cultures. But the bigger question is, why would you even go there? Why is that important? You don't believe in the criticism of the National Association of Black Journalists in bringing you there. This one individual I just quoted says it's the only safe place for black journalists. Why would you decide to go there? Her father, a black Jamaican Marxist, and her mother, was an Indian immigrant, cancer researcher. She has two different cultures. I have two different cultures. I grew up in a French culture, Normand, and in a Spanish culture, Villa Vicencio. I mean, I understand the conflicts that exist sometimes, and a lot of other people too. In some circles, you might talk more about you're growing up in the Hispanic culture because it's relevant to the conversation. It doesn't mean you're holding yourself out as Hispanic to the exclusion of a Cajun or French culture. I mean, you would expect, if you're running for president, you would expect that you would be all over that, right? This should be a relatively easy question to answer. There's no doubt that there was a lot of consideration given to not only race but gender. Joe Biden said it himself when he was setting out to pick his own VP nominee. That was his choice. She ended up being the beneficiary of it. After she really kind of browbeat him in a bunch of different debates, he still made the choice. We all know why. It worked to his political benefit. Are we going to sit here and be honest with ourselves and say that none of us had ever engaged in a similar consideration or happenstance? You would be lying. So why do you go there? There's no upside to going there. And quite frankly, it's just not truthful. It's a non-issue. Again, playing to his base, he's got his base. Does anybody really believe that independents are going to fall his way as a result of that answer? I don't think so. Right? I mean, it's absolutely crazy. And I don't know where we're going with this. But it's cuckoo over and over and over again. So when he tried to explain away J.D. Vance's comment about childless cat ladies, obviously that's a trope that has been flying around for a long time, describing lonely women, never married, no kids, whatever. And I guess all they do is complain. I don't know all of the concept of that trope, but you know, again, not prepared for the question, not able to provide an answer. J.D. Vance says that he was referring to Democrats being anti-family, anti-child. I don't know if that's true. That's how he explains it away. At least get your stories together. If that's what he's going to embrace, that's what you should repeat. But fumbling through the answer and ended up talking about, giving up predominance in oil and this and that and everything else and never answering the question does not bode well for one, and you're not going to get any independent vote as a result thereof. Again, indicative of not being prepared. And that was one of the most apparent questions that was going to be asked during the course of this interview.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Harris Faulkner, who is, I would say, leans conservative and is conservative and is sitting there throwing softballs across the plate to Donald Trump, who was so frazzled by this point in time, he didn't even know how to swing the bat and knock it out of the park. Again, lack of preparation, little bitty sound bites, not saying much, not trying to create or lay the landscape of a distinction and differentiation as it relates to policy, which is meaningful. That's what it should be all about. It shouldn't be about whether or not Kamala Harris is a female, or whether she's black, whether she's Indian, or whatever the individual may be. It doesn't matter. And quite frankly, it should never matter if we want to talk about and engage in inequality. Let's look to their capabilities. Let's ask the probative questions, and the candidates have to be prepared to answer. And Kamala Harris, Vice President Harris, has had her same challenge. A couple of years ago at the Essence Fest, they asked her to define culture. She talks about culture all the time. She couldn't do it. It was a missed opportunity. It was embarrassing. But let's go back to J.D. Vance's comment for a second. How many people out there have said something in the heat of a moment, during a dialogue, providing some rhetoric around an issue, question, answer, whatever, and you said something that just wasn't quite right? You missed the mark. You'd love to have it back. It's out there now. It just seems to me, in today's world, we double down on defending ourselves when you say things sometimes that exhibit the lack of emotional intelligence. You're not managing your emotions. the amygdala part of the brain processes emotions at, you know, tens of thousands of times faster than anything else. And that's why they say, you know, people say, take a breath before you respond if it's something that's going to anger you or otherwise. It's all happened. I'm not trying to provide an excuse for J.D. Vance. But there's opportunities to just say, I don't know why I said it. I said it. Put it behind us. How meaningful is that? Does anybody really believe that that's what he truly believes in life? I don't. And I don't even hardly know the man. I just can't imagine that there are many people that really feel that way, as though a woman who is not able to conceive doesn't have anything meaningful to offer. I know better. I need not go into why, but I know better. But we continue to miss these marks. And you know, the interesting thing about it is, and I've said this before, this is the best that we have to offer from both parties. This is a shame. Think about this. We should be angry at both parties that this is the best we have to offer. They are so busy fighting for control, they've lost sight of the most important thing, is putting people up that are have a high level of intellect. They understand the issues. They have a command of how our government works, of governance, of how to actually run something, of how to treat people, how to get your point across without having to engage in name-calling. We think that's cute nowadays. We think it's meaningful nowadays. We think it's going to get us to the promised land nowadays. And it's a mistake. This was a missed opportunity for Donald Trump to really just lay out his policy decisions. They're not going to agree. The vast majority of folks there are not going to agree. I get it. You say what you got to say. You get in. You don't create a lot of casualties, and you get out. How much more red meat do you need to feed your base? Your base has been fed so much red meat, they now have indigestion. And they're now having to take Maalox or something to calm it down. But we cannot continue to miss these opportunities. It's absolutely crazy. You know, it's kind of the same thing if you think about Joe Biden. And I read this in an article that was posted this morning. And it was, and the writer, I forgot who the writer was. It was so right. He said, when Joe Biden said, if you have a problem figuring out whether or not you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black. As though black folks are not independent thinkers. They don't have a level of intellect to think for themselves. That they're monolithic. That they could only be of one mindset. That there's no ideological diversity within that race, or any other race for that matter. Because if we look at blacks that way, we would look at every other race that way as well. And it's not true. Everyone knows it not to be true. But you get comfort when you're out there as long as Joe was out there about certain things are going to happen, because they always happen. And you're not looking at yourself critically. And that's where Donald Trump needs to be this morning, first thing. He needs to be looking at himself in the mirror critically and gaining a better understanding of these meanderings when he's speaking that are making little or no sense. And it's not a stream of consciousness that's going to work to his benefit by any stretch of the imagination, and we're off and running. And then we get angry at the media for pointing it out. They should point it out. If it sounds stupid, it probably is stupid. And you know what else? It ought to be reported as stupid. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.